Okay. So I mentioned at the start of the session that a lot of the talks this morning are from the project that Sunny is heading. And this is my small part of the project, which is actually being done at more locations than just Florida. You see that Sunny and Ellen Bornhurst are from Beltsville. Keith Vorst from Iowa State, he's actually heading this part of the project from the engineering standpoint related to the energy usage and that type of thing. And Wyatt Brown is at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo in California, and he's been doing similar work there. So this type of work is being done across the country. So the background, Sunny said something about this already, the FDA food code. From 2013, actually, created a category of food that they referred to as time temperature control for safety. So this is any food that potentially could support the proliferation of food safety related microorganisms. And those foods have to be kept at temperatures no higher than 5 degrees C or 41 Fahrenheit. And if they're exposed to higher temperatures, they're considered to be adulterated. And we usually think of adulterated to mean something that's been contaminated with a poison or something. So they chose a very serious, a legal term for that. And it specifically mentions sprouts and cut melons, cut leafy greens, and cut tomatoes. Other products may be designated as product assessment required, or PA products, which means that it has to be determined or not whether they can support the growth of a microorganism or toxin formation. And there's actually a formula provided to determine that based on the water activity and pH of the product. And you can see that if it fits certain combinations of those two, then it becomes a PA food, and you have to essentially do testing to show whether or not it actually will support that proliferation or toxin formation. So when we were preparing this proposal for this project, Sunny gave me the task of contacting retailers to write letters of support. And so when I would introduce this background to them, I found that they all were already aware of that. And in fact, each one of them, their company, already had programs in place to start to look into putting doors on their refrigerated display cases. And the reason for that is when they turned down the temperature in those display cases to make sure that there was no part of it above 5 degrees, because of that temperature uniformity due to the design of the displays, they were actually going below freezing and would freeze part of the product. And so there was actually no practical way for them to meet this food code requirement. But this also applies in other aspects of post-harvest handling of fruits and vegetables, especially during transport is when I hear of it a lot. If there's a off-power period, then the temperature is going to rise, and really that kicks in that TCS requirement, and that food could be required to be destroyed. Or if the receiver sees the temperature records and sees that temperature spike, they may refuse to accept it. So what we did is we worked with a retailer in Florida to perform in-store measurements. What they did is they identified two stores with identical floor plans. So they were physically identical, and they identified that the demographics of their customers was similar as well. And we instrumented the display cases to get a record of what the temperatures and the temperature variation was. And then in one of the two stores, they installed doors. And then we continued the monitoring of the two stores, one with the original open cases and the other with the new closed doors. And that was actually done as well in California, Iowa, Nebraska, and New York. So this has been part of the temperature monitoring has been done in more locations. And then subsequently, we started taking samples of baby spinach from the two stores in order to see if we could document whether this retrofitting of the display cases was having any measurable effect on the quality or the microbiological quality of the product. So we instrumented each display case with 8 temperature humidity data loggers. And so they were placed top, bottom, front, back in the display cases. These DeltaTrack units are what we used. The humidity data turned out to not really be useful because they were using a misting system in the displays. And so the humidity that was being recorded was always above the limit of the units. And actually we had a few of them stop working because the liquid water infiltrated the data loggers and they stopped and had to be replaced. So humidity was not an issue. So we monitored the temperatures for 2 weeks before the retrofitting of the display cases in one store, and then we kept continued monitoring for 21 additional weeks, so 23 weeks overall between April and September. Then subsequently we started these the sampling of the spinach for the quality assessments, which turned out to be a little bit difficult because of miscommunication or lack of communication with the personnel. There were times when they forgot to put our samples out, or one store put them out and the other didn't, and so we missed some. So this is basically, this is a display case, what they look like before the doors and after the doors. So this is a vertical display case. It's sort of similar to the dairy or like the ice cream or things like that that you see. It's basically the same design. And then we did the sampling, trying to get the spinach from exactly the same lots at both stores. So they had to have the same best diffused by date and same amount of time in the display. What we had them do was actually put our samples on the display case before they closed for the night, which would be like 10, 11 o'clock at night, and then we would come and get them the next day. Because part of the issue was we didn't want customers to take and buy our samples before we could get to them. So spinach quality, we did headspace gas analysis, did some plate counts for yeast and aerobic plate counts and yeast and mold counts with Petrifilm kits, measured the leaf color, electrolyte leakage, and texture of the spinach leaves with a shear press type of attachment on our texture analyzer. So these are the temperature mapping results. And what this is showing, this is the window that captures before and after the doors were put onto the display cases in one of the stores. So the upper one is the store that didn't do that change. Where's my, there we go. And you can see that the temperatures, this scale is actually going from zero to 16. And those periodic spikes, those are the defrost cycles. But actually the temperatures were in the range of about 3 to 5 degrees. And then here is after the doors were installed, and actually, I try and use the pointer and I'm changing the slide, sorry about that. Actually, they didn't change the temperature setting, and what happened was the temperature started to go below freezing after they initially installed the doors, and so they had to change the temperature setting, and you see that's here, you can see that the temperatures are coming up a little bit, and essentially what they achieved was about a 3.5 degree difference between the open and closed cases, with much more uniform temperatures in the closed cases. So can see here, here's just some of the temperature. So the ranges went from minus 1 to 14 to minus 4 to 11. And of course that encompasses the defrost, so that's the produce temperature was mostly staying in the lower part of that range. And the refrigerated air is coming from the back of the case to the forward, so the back temperatures are lower than the front temperatures in the display case. So these are the results of the quality measurements. I can go through these quite quickly because the bottom line is we haven't been able to show any difference at all. So that few degree difference for less than a day is not turning out to be enough for us to see any differences. So this is just basically scatter plots of the data that we've collected. This is the headspace gas composition, CO2 on the left and O2 on the right. And I'm not going to say anything about the details because, like I said, none of it shows any difference between the open and closed cases. These are the color parameters. L is the lightness, A is red versus green, and B is blue versus yellow. Electrolyte leakage, the same thing. We're getting more variability between samples than we get between the two stores. And the texture, the same thing. A lot of variability. So, conclusions. The temperature uniformity was improved in the closed door display cases, and we saw that at all of the locations that have been evaluated as part of the overall project. There is greater variation among temperatures at the back of the case than in the front, but it was reduced by half in the closed door. So that's the bottom line, is we reduce the temperatures and the variability quite a lot. And the engineering side is also, like Sunny alluded to, is confirming that there's energy savings that the stores are getting from that. These open cases are actually contributing quite a bit to the air conditioning of the overall store, because a lot of that cold air just goes out into the store. It's not a very effective circulation system the way these displays are designed. So what else? And then, as I said, the quality measurements have not resulted in any differences. So what we started doing recently is we're taking samples, and since we have all of this temperature history, we're duplicating that in some controlled temperature chambers that we have, and we're going to start doing it for longer periods of time to see how long it takes for that kind of a temperature difference to make a difference in the quality.